Does Dr. Schumacher dictating a progress note, Marion Maloney, last name L-A-N-O-N-E-Y, Marion, M-A-R-I-O-N. Place was the Lodges of Durand. Date was... April 7th, 2022. Saying that April 6th, 2021. Mrs. Maloney, the chief complaint, Mrs. Maloney was seen regarding increased edema, difficulty sleeping, decreased ability to walk a distance, etc. New paragraph, Mrs. Maloney had gained about 20 pounds of weight in a year or so period. She went from 208 to 228 pounds period. She has more edema now in her legs period. It's about 3+, period. There's a slight increase in dyspnea over recent weeks, period. She's having more difficulty sleeping or laying flat in bed due to shortness of breath, so she has her apnea, period. She uses oxygen all the time, period. She can walk short distances with a walker, but she gets short of breath easily, period. She has a history of known congestive heart failure, and she's been more short of breath lately. She has diabetes mellitus, but the sugars are relatively controlled, and she denies polyuria or polydipsia, period. She denies any headache, chest pain, or shortness of breath, period. There is a history of hypertension, but there's no chest pain or cardiac symptoms now or headache, period. Her only symptom is the dyspnea and apnea. There's a very slight pressure wound in the sacral area, stage 1, but that's not severe, and they are rotating as much as possible, period. Paragraph review of systems, constitutional, no fever or chills, eye, no complaints, ENT. No complaints, respiratory, dyspnea as above, no cough or phlegm, cardiovascular, no angina or palpitations. GI, no vomiting, diarrhea, or nausea, or constipation reported. She reports no fever or chills, no dysuria. She's not too bothered by arthralgia at the moment, period. The paragraph passes, she is positive for iron deficiency anemia, diabetes mellitus type 2, obesity, hyperlipidemia, hyperuricemia, major depressive disorder, cataracts, hypertension, cardiomyopathy, left bundle branch block, atrial fibrillation, acute and chronic systolic heart failure. COPD, anxiety. The paragraph, family history. Her father died at 68, her mother died at 87, and the cause is not clear, period. She has a son with hypertension and another son with hypertension, period. She has two other healthy sons and daughters, period. New paragraph. Social history. She's a former smoking but quit around 2007, period. No alcohol excess, period. In paragraph examination, he's not acutely ill or distressed and is adequately nourished. Head and neck, pupils equal reactive light, eyelids and conjunctiva normal, shock immune contact, oral mucosa normal, ears normal inspection, hearing slightly diminished. Neck supple, no palpable pyromegaly, no nodes, no mass. Lungs, diminished breath sound. No crackles, no wheezes, no excessive muscle use for breathing, but she gets short of breath easily with exertion. Chest percussion was unremarkable, period. There's no excessive use of muscles when at rest, period. cardiovascular, nor muscle mass 2, no gout, no murmur, there's edema 3 plus to the legs. Fetal pulses were palpable, period. Abdomen, soft and on tender, no palpable gonadomegaly. CNS, cranial nerve growth to normal, sensation intact, there's movement of all limbs. New paragraph, musculoskeletal. There's no acute joint inflammation or effusion and no cyanosis, period. There's slight dependent rubor, period. The paragraph foot exam was done, and that showed normal sensation, normal motor strength. Fetal pulse is 2 plus. She has the edema, as noted, 3 plus. No ulcers, lesions, or gangrene were seen, period. Possibly there's a very slight dependent rubor, period. New paragraph. Assessment and plan. 1. This is Maloney. As evidence of increased edema and dyspnea, and appears to have possibly an exacerbation of congestive heart failure, period. Lisinopril 2.5 milligrams daily, Buvix 1 milligram BID, but Azoroxalin 5 milligrams daily for 2 weeks, period. We'll attempt to get some portable oxygen for her, and the hope is to send it to Sobax in Durand, period. We are restricting food in 1,800 cc in 24 hours, period. New paragraph 2, she has diabetes mellitus, which appears control, period. Continue metformin 500 milligrams daily. Estradenta 5 milligrams daily, period. 3, she has atrial fibrillation and the heart rate stable, and I will continue metoprolol 100 milligrams daily for rate control. And Eliquis 5 milligrams BID for anticoagulation, period. 3, she has COPD, and we'll continue Combivan, one cup as needed every 6 hours, plus I'll just leave it at that. She seems to be doing okay in this regard, was not wheezing, period. Mm-hmm. 5, she has hypolipidemia, and I will continue atorvastatin 40 milligrams daily. Overall, I'll continue the current plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.